Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Mary Jo Bowser, and we're here in the Business Radio X studio this morning, Tuesday, May 19th. And I'm in the studio with our producer, Lee, and the boss, Sam, who's making me introduce this thing this morning, and a very special guest. But I'll let you guys say good morning first.
Good morning, Mary. You did a good job.
Great job. Right?
Great job.
That was fantastic.
That's
right.
Well, that's the way you do it.
Well, what I'm really excited about is our guest today. Our guest is Dr. Ray Gutierrez, and he is an emergency room doctor doing something real different for us out there in Atlanta. His clinic is called Modern Emergent Care, and I'm going to let Dr. Ray tell us about more about Modern Emergent Care. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We certainly appreciate you being here, and a special thank you because of filling in at the last moment. And you don't know how relieved Mary Jo was Friday afternoon, and it made her weekend. So thank you for being here.
You're very welcome.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Mary Jo mentioned as far as doing ER work. Tell us where you went to school, where you're from, how'd you get to where you are right now.
And the birth of modern emergent care.
Yeah, I'm an emergency medicine physician. I've been practicing for almost 15 years. I've been in Georgia for about the last 9 years. I had seen the benefits and the pros of emergency medicine. It's something I have a passion for. It's love taking care of patients when they're not so sick, sore throats, and when they're very sick, like a heart attack, and everything in between. And a couple of years ago, I started seeing some of the problems that weren't initially obvious to me when I first went into the specialty. And there's delay problems with taking the amount of time patients are in the emergency room, the cost, sometimes the care, and not so much from the physicians, but just how patients are made to feel while in the emergency room. And so I had a friend of mine who had went to the hospital, and he was in there for long, like 10 hours in the emergency room. And he told me about his $11,000 emergency room bill.
Eek.
Yeah. And I said, you know, somebody's got to do something different. Somebody's got to do something right. And so I prayed about it. And God put this in my heart. It was something about doing something right. And so did some research, started studying about the options out there, looking at what people might be doing similar to this. And I started working on this emergent care center. And there's probably maybe 30 of us in the country. We're the first one in Atlanta, first one, I think, in Georgia. And we're trying to do something good for the community.
Now, is 10 hours in the emergency room, is that unusual? Is that a crazy high amount of time, or is that about what it is nowadays?
It depends. It depends. If you go for a sore throat, you might be in, you know, and you go and there's nobody there, you might be in and out in an hour or two. If you go in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday afternoon or Monday afternoon and you're having some shortness of breath and you need x-rays and CAT scans and blood work, you could be there for 4 or 5 hours. And if you need to be admitted and there's no hospital beds upstairs, yeah, you could be there 10, 12 hours. I mean, in some hospitals, not necessarily in Atlanta, but there's some hospitals you could be in the ER 20-something hours.
And it's driven by the urgency of the people coming in. So, for instance, my son last night played volleyball, tweaked his back, and couldn't, a 19-year-old, and really couldn't stand up. And we talked to him, and he asked, let's go to the ER. I said, son, you don't understand. This is not life-threatening. And we might go and sit there 10 hours. So you're going to be 10 hours in the emergency room in as much misery as you are right here on the couch.
And sitting in a chair.
Right. And so it's difficult for the public, the general person to understand that their need is not the most important when you look at the masses. And our society is not built upon thinking about others. It's built upon what do I want and what do I need.
Dr. G, I promise you I want to let you talk about this, but I saw your facility the other day for the first time, and I was so impressed. I just want to say, from a layperson's view, okay, no, it's called Modern Emergent Care. It's conveniently located. Everybody says that, but it's at the perimeter, just inside the perimeter on Roswell Road. You go in. It's beautiful. You're greeted like a real person. You're taken care of. It's clean. It's nice. It's comfortable. Dr. G talks to you, or his partners, if there is another ER doc there instead of you, mm-hmm. right? But what else is different? What else? So it's kind of, to me, it's a cross between an emergency room and an urgent care mm-hmm. center. Is that right?
Right, right. Basically, what we did was we brought the convenience of the urgent care centers and the capabilities of the emergency
yes.
room.
Yes. Like, what do y'all have? You all have some things in there that most urgent care...
Right. How we're different is if you're... Say Sam, like your son, his back was hurting him. And if he's 20 years old, 19 years old, and he twists his back, he doesn't need any x-rays. He needs something for pain, a prescription, and go something like that. You have a 65-year-old adult female with some back pain, and she feels a little nauseous. Is this a muscle pull? Is this an aneurysm? Is this a silent heart attack? Is this a pancreatitis? The urgent care centers don't have the capabilities of doing the testing, the x-rays, the CAT scans, the ultrasounds, the blood work. They don't have those capabilities. So the only option at that point would be to go to the emergency room. We are the real first alternative to the emergency room for anybody in Atlanta. The nice thing about us, again, we've taken the best parts of the urgent care center. So you can call us up and say, my name is John Smith. My back is hurting me. My date of birth is this, my social security number is this, whatever information they need, and I'd like a room, and you will be in a room within 20 minutes. And because we have our own CAT scans and labs and all that other things, and we're not sharing it with the inpatient hospital patients, if I order a CAT scan, it'll get done within 20 minutes. It'll get done, you know, you walk in, we put an IV in you, we draw your blood, and you're like, okay, blood work's ready, patient's ready to get a CAT scan. We have our radiologists, some of the best in the state, and they give us reads within 45 minutes. So you're talking about an average for the exact same workup at a local hospital, which would take 4 hours, 5 hours. We can get it done in under two.
Okay, so it's faster, but is it more expensive?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Because we're not attached to the hospital, because we're not open 24 hours a day, we're open 12 hours a day, and we'll eventually go to 14 hours. Because we're not mandated to see the patients that don't pay the bill, we actually are less expensive. We typically save people when they say, well, how much is it going to cost me? We actually post our prices online, which is one of the few medical facilities in all of Georgia that post their prices. So if you say, I'm having belly pain, how much is it going to cost? Go on the website, take a look. We don't want to surprise anybody. We're very confident in our services and our prices. And so people can come in and get those things at a very reasonable price. So getting back to insurance. So say you have a $3,000 deductible. I tell people for every $1,000 in deductible, we will typically save you about $500. So I had a gentleman who was at across the street. There's an urgent care center across the street from us. And he was there and they says, you know, I think you have a kidney stone. He says, you need to go to the hospital. He goes, I don't really want to go to the hospital. It's going to be all day and it's a lot of money. He's an attorney. He drove out of the parking lot. I was like, hey, and he pulled into our place and he says, how much would it cost? And so we saved him $2,300 compared to what his expense would have been at the hospital.
Now, let's clear. You're not talking about purely private pay individuals, if I'm understanding. Do you take insurance? I guess this way I'll ask that question.
Yeah, we're out of insurance with most networks, with most insurance companies at this time. And we're in the process of getting in network. It takes time. Some of them take a year or two, and we've only been open for like 9 months.
We were talking off air. I was the guy, so it might take you 5 years if you're dealing with me.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And but we file it with your insurance, and... If you have not met your insurance deductible, we save you a lot of money. If you have made your insurance deductible, we typically will save you a couple hundred dollars. At worst scenario, we might be $300 or $400 more than the emergency room.
But if you're saving, if they have insurance, you're saving the carrier money.
Oh,
let's hope so.
Yeah.
And let's, you know, in theory, and that's going to translate into a lower cost as far as premiums go.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Most importantly, you're saving them time.
Yeah.
That could be a work day that they're missing that they can go back to work, right?
Right, right.
Absolutely. Yeah, and though we want to focus on the money, which is important, mm-hmm. I've learned that it's not to the patient the money so much as it is the convenience and quality of care.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, if you walk into our facility, it's like Mary Jo said, it's a pretty place. We wanted it to be like a spa. We have, most of the rooms have a window seat. They have leather recliners. They have, you're in your own private room. You're not even going to be in the hallway. You're not going to be waiting someplace for 4 or 5 hours. You're going to be seen within 20 minutes. More importantly, you're going to be treated. I had a kidney stone years ago, and as an ER doc, I'm kind of a weenie when it comes to pain. I don't deny it.
All medical people are bad patients.
Oh, absolutely.
They know too much. That's the problem.
And a friend of mine was driving me to the hospital, and I says, call up the ER, get a nurse, get a room. I want an IV. I don't want to wait. I want medicine as soon as I get there, period.
And that's the same story I told you about my son. This is what we're going to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the thing about it was that I got that care. And that was only because I work at that hospital and I've been there a long time.
So the now he created a place that everybody gets that care.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's exactly it. I mean, you can call up and says, I'm in a lot of pain, and you give us a certain piece of information. We get your chart going. By the time you come in, you can go in right into the room.
Yeah.
But you don't have to call, right?
You don't
can
have
just
to call.
Walk in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, when you speak of the rooms, you're not an inpatient facility as we commonly define it. It's an emergency, urgent care treatment center.
Right.
So I am walking in, and whatever my need is or problem, you're going to put me in one of these rooms to, quote, treat me.
Right.
And once the urgency is over, then I'm either going to go to a hospital or go home.
Right.
Correct?
Right. So if, for example, if you had a pneumonia and your oxygen level was normal, we can give you some antibiotics and send you home. If your oxygen level is low or you were vomiting, you couldn't keep any medicines by mouth, you were too sick to go home, we'd call the hospital and we'd transfer you directly to the room. You wouldn't go through the ER again. You would go directly into the room. So that's another reason why we're faster. Part of the problems with hospitals, and it's kind of an antiquated system. The ERs really haven't improved much in the last 25 years. If anything, they've gotten slower because of the technology. It sounds contradictory.
I understand that.
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead.
And so I can call up, I for example, being that I'm not a physically attached to one particular hospital, if you come in and you have a pneumonia and you say, I want to be admitted to St. Joe's, I can call up St. Joe's and say, listen, I have a Sam here who's got pneumonia, needs to be hospitalized, and his blood work is this, everything, he needs to be admitted. We want to get him to a floor, and they'll say, well, we can get him upstairs in 4 hours. We don't have a room right now, but in 4 hours, call us back. Well, I can call, you know, St. Joe's next door, and I'm just picking out a name. Actually, St. Joe's is actually really good. But usually they can tell us, yep, I have a room right now, or I don't have a room for 12 hours. And I've called hospitals, and I'm not saying St. Joe's. St. Joe's is actually probably one of our favorite. But I've called hospitals, says, you know, give a call us back in 12 hours. We don't have any rooms. So
Jeez.
If you were in that hospital, if you were in that emergency room, you would sit in the ER for 12 hours waiting for a bed to be open up.
But they could stay in your place until that bed opens up and then you can transfer them?
Well, yeah. But technically what I do is I tell the patient, says, listen, you have a choice of going to this place and wait 12 hours. You got a choice of going here and going
wait,
there half an hour.
And being there
right.
now.
Oh, yeah. So we're almost like Expedia. In that sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's an interesting. I like that one. I'm typing, putting that in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned that all your prices are posted. What's that? And we'll say this again later. But that website that they can look you up on or look up your prices on.
Our website is modernemergentcare.com, and we actually have on our website our list of our prices. And I don't go. We're not here to bash anybody. We're not here to talk bad about emergency departments. I've been in ER doc, love it. They do a great job. Atlanta ERs are some of the best that I've seen. And but what we do is there's another website. It's called Healthcare Blue Book, and there's a link on our website to their website. And that's, I think, from, I could be mistaken, but I think they're based, that company's from Blue Cross Blue Shield. And they show prices. So we list our prices and we say, look, this is what the going rate price is for emergency room care, similar to the services you can receive here on our website. And so you can go directly to their website from ours and say, well, I don't believe you. I think you're making this up. And you can punch in your zip code and say, okay, if I went to the emergency room for this, you know, level 4, which would be belly pain, how much would the bill be? And then you would look at ours and you're like, whoa, that's a big difference. Now, the interesting thing about it is everybody says to me, well, how come you're so inexpensive? And I tell them, I says, you're asking the wrong question. The question is, why is everybody else charging more?
That's right. Exactly.
And the reason we don't charge as much is because our advances in technology. I don't have to own a radiologist to read the x-rays and the CAT scans. Basically, we pay him for every view he does. So I'm not paying him this overwhelming salary that can be cost prohibitive to a small company like us. I mean, hospitals can afford it, but we couldn't.
You pay by the drink.
Right, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. I don't buy the whole bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that along with the real estate issues and the overhead issues, we can charge a fair rate. And if you look, for example, Minnesota, there's a company called Urgency Room, and they opened up in 2010, and they opened up 3 facilities in 3 years, and right now there's 6 or 7 facilities in Minnesota alone doing exactly what we do. And they don't have enough docs to open up more places. They says, we want to do more, but we can't because it's so busy.
And Sam mentioned this too out in the lobby off air, that, you know, we're talking a lot about price, but really when it comes down to it, it's not about, I mean, I think that's great, but it's not about price. So tell me again, you've talked about your experience, how many years, who are your partners? Who are the other doctors that, what kind of experience do they have? Because it really, it's great care. It's not just inexpensive care.
Right. We're all board certified, emergency trained ER physicians. When I decided to do this, I spoke with a lot of different physicians, a lot of different people, nurses, techs, everybody. And everybody wanted to be my partner because there's a frustration level in the ERs, not just for the patients waiting so long, but it's also for the docs because they hear it. You know, I walk into a room and they're like, I've been here 5 hours. And I'm like, ma'am, I'm sorry. I just heard about you. You just popped up on a computer screen 3 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I never knew you were here and I couldn't do anything. And so, you know, we get it. And so when I was looking for partners in this, I had a lot of physicians. And it was a very simple model for me. I want high quality docs. I want caring people that want to do the right thing. And so my partners were hand selected and everybody loves them. I mean, if you look at patient satisfactions, we have people bringing us bottles of wine, Starbucks, gift cards, cookies. They come back and hug us. I've been an ER doc for a long time and I pride myself in taking care of patients. It never happened like that. I mean, they're just like, holy cow. I'd never go back to the ER again.
Now, do you consume the wine and the cookies?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I take it home with my wife and help me raisin cookies.
But the other thing that you said to me the other day on our tour is you gave me the range. You can, somebody can come in for a sore throat and, well, it just happens to be $45, which is less than you can just go to about any doctor. Or you can deliver a baby. You can do a CAT scan. I mean,
right.
Tell me that range again.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I tell people if you can drive to our facility or get a ride, we can take care of you. So if you think you need to call 911, you think you're going to stop breathing in the next 30 seconds, you think that something really bad, call 911. I don't want you driving to our facilities. I want you to be safe. But if you say, listen, I'm not feeling well and I think I might be having a fast heart rate or I've been throwing up, I can't keep anything down or I have a lot of pain or I'm having difficulty breathing. If you have congestive heart failure, if you have COPD, if you have diverticulitis, if you have appendicitis, if you have a kidney stone. I mean, yeah, if you're delivering a baby, I've delivered 50. 51 won't be hard. You know, do we want, if you're in labor, do you want to come to our facility? No, you don't even want to go to the ER. You have to go through the ER to go to the labor and deliver it, but you want to go with an OBGYN. And they're specialists for a reason. If you're
unless you're stuck in traffic on Roswell Road, then stop at Modern Emergent Care.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we can do it. We've done it before. It's, you know, it's about doing the right thing. And we are doing the right thing.
I love that.
Yeah, thanks.
So now, well, from a patient standpoint, how do you discern which is, how do you know? Like, is it the 911 or
Because he's an emergency room doc lead.
I'm a lay person. How do I know who the right person to call is?
Well, again, like I said, if you think that you can, if you have a sore throat and you want to go to an urgent care center, feel free. You know, I mean, we're very comparable in our pricing with urgent care centers. If you think you need something more, or you're not sure, then we're perfect for it. If you think, I think I'm going to stop breathing right now, or I think I'm going to die in the next 10 minutes, call 911.
Right.
You don't want to take any chances.
The kidney stone, in my mind, is a very valid, vivid picture. Mm-hmm. It painful, very uncomfortable, probably not life-threatening.
Right.
That's something that you can attend to now versus the cardiac arrest that wants to go to the ER.
Right. So if you're having, for example, you're fine, all of a sudden you have severe chest pain, you're short of breath, you're sweaty, you're like, I'm having difficulty breathing, don't come to our facility. Call 911 because you're very likely to be having a heart attack and you're going to need to go to the cardiac cath lab. And that's exactly.
But like Sam's kid with the back, would be appropriate for yours.
Absolutely.
Where it wasn't life-threatening, it was painful.
Just painful.
Right. I mean, you know, if you have, say you twist your ankle, you can come see us so you can go to an urgent care center. But say you twist your ankle and all of a sudden the ankle looks deformed.
Right.
So in our facility, you walk in, I put a needle in your arm, you wake up, and then the elbow or the twisted joint is back in place.
The urgent care is not going to reduce, i.e. set that bone.
Right.
Okay. They might diagnose it, but they're going to then send you somewhere else.
But you can.
But she can.
As ER docs, you know, we are trained to treat acute illnesses, acute injuries. So I've had guys come in. Who was that basketball player in that got a shoulder pulled out during the game?
Right.
So if he had gone to an urgent care center, they were like, okay, you need to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. At our place, I'd give him, you know, put an IV in his arm.
Treat that.
And he'd wake up, and 20 minutes later, he's like, hey, I feel great. I'm ready to go back in the game. Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't let him go in the game.
But. I mean, for parents, I think about my daughter who, when at some point, 6 or 7, had a bike accident. Took a big tumble, lots of raw skin, and it knocked her out. We called 911. They brought her down to Children's Eccleston. Well, obviously, it wasn't life-threatening and it worked out, but that would have been, I think, would have been a more appropriate, your facility rather, would have been more appropriate for that type of situation.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I guess that's one of your challenges is to educate the layperson to your location as a viable alternative.
Absolutely.
Well, as we were talking, that's where we are in today's medical environment. The consumer is being forced to be more and more involved in the course of treatment and the decisions made along with that course of treatment. And therefore, they've got to be astute as to, okay, what's going on with me, and now what's the appropriate action for me to take? That's hard. It's difficult. We were talking. I mean, I've got tons and tons of experience in this, and I told you exactly what I did with my son when I got the call. There's a psychological issue that we must address, and then we must be well informed and have easy access.
Right, because the repercussion of, like you said, the kid falls off the bike, you're panicking.
Oh yeah.
You're like, I'm going to call 911, even though your place doctor would be more appropriate
and closer, probably,
and closer and less hassle and faster. But then your instinct is call 911. All of these costs that are going to come from the ambulance, all of this stuff is going to be, you know, crazy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Comparatively?
So, I'll be honest with you. Some of the ambulance 911 charges are more than my whole bill.
Oh, yeah.
And you're basically paying for somebody to drive you there.
And you know what? People don't even know that that's usually, a lot of times, it's not even covered.
That's out of pocket.
Yeah.
Well,
it depends.
Give you. I know this. A transportation by ambulance from one facility to another with no complications, no medical issues, but blah 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 blah, is every bit of $1,000.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about going 3 miles.
Yeah. Yeah.
$1,000.
Well, most of our bills are not even that.
That's right.
Well, that's why it's important for you, how you're serving the community, having this offering. It's, you know, not only from the time standpoint, but it's making their lives a lot easier. It's an option in the area. What's the range of the people that would typically go to your facility?
Well, I think the typical range is about 10 miles. I mean, I've had people from Lawrenceville and some towns pretty far. And they found us because they came from Texas. And in Texas, there's a lot of facilities like us.
Oh, it's unique here, but it's not unique here. In other parts of the country.
Right. In the next 10 years, there's going to be 10 to 15 facilities like us.
Mm-hmm. Because they're filling that.
Oh, there's a need. I mean, people want better. People want better value. I mean, this is what the government says. We want a better value. Nobody beats our value in our costs, but also in the care. And not even just the speed of the care, but the quality of the care.
Right.
And not only just in the medical care, but really how my staff treats you. I mean, you know, it's easy to hire. You know, when we were doing our interviewing of our employees, we said, this is somebody's mom, this is somebody's dad and brother. So treat them like your mom and dad and brother.
Right.
And if you can't be nice, then
it's not a good fit.
Right.
Right. Find somewhere else to work. Right.
And so people love us. You know?
Dr. Ray, we were talking off air and I understand the challenges and we acknowledge that we have to do things differently and yet be mindful that we're talking about human beings that has an intrinsic value. It's tough. And I'm sure what you're doing, though rewarding and I'm sure successful, there's got to be some challenges. What would you say might be one of those challenges that you have to overcome?
I think the biggest challenge is education. You know, I have people say, there's a place like you down the street. I says, I can almost guarantee you no. Because when I researched, there's 95 urgent care centers in the Atlanta metro area, 95. We're the only one that has the CAT scans, the ER docs, the ultrasound machines, the comprehensive laboratory, the conscious sedation, the capniography machines, you know, all these things. We're the only one. We compete, you know, we are an alternative to the emergency room. Everyone else, you know, is just another urgent care center. And not talking bad about them. They're great, too.
But they have their place.
Oh, absolutely.
But you are an alternative to the emergency room.
Right.
Right, but people get confused. How do you know urgent? In your mind, you think they're going to handle any emergency.
Well, yeah, there it is. We got to be able to define life-threatening, urgent. That's not even the right word. Life-threatening. I don't even know what to say. But your level of care, which is intense or a high level, versus an urgent center. I can't even properly describe it. So there's a problem.
Well, I think, and that's why you don't have to. I think what it comes down to is this: if you look on our website, you can actually have two different areas. We have an area for our transparent pricing, so you can get an idea what the price is before you walk in. We also have an area describing all the services there. So, for example, a level 3 service would be a typical urgent care center. So if you're not feeling well and you say, I need to see somebody and I can't wait to see my doc, we can see you. Now, do we save you money from the urgent care center down the block? Maybe, maybe not. Mm-hmm. But we can save you time. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have the quality of knowing that you got ER-trained docs there. So we can take care of that. At the same time, we can take care of everything else. Mm-hmm. If you can drive to our facility, we can take care of it.
That's probably the way
right.
to view it.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, a 911 ambulance will not come to our facility because right now they're mandated to go only to hospital-based emergency rooms. Right. And that's okay, right? But like I said, if you can get a ride, you're saying, hey, I'm not feeling well and something's not right, you're pretty confident that when you walk into our facility, we can take care of it. Now, if you come in and your arm is chopped off and, you know, we're going to say, you know what, we can see you in our facility, and we will. We'll put an IV in you. We're going to get you to the surgeon right away. But if your arm is chopped off, go to the hospital because you're going to wind up needing surgery
right.
anyway.
But if your arm is dislocated or maybe broken, you can handle that.
We can pretty much handle anything that can walk in the door.
Right.
And we've been doing it. My partners and I have probably over 50, 60 years of combined ER experience.
Yeah, you know, Leo and I just made contact, and I'm sitting here with this smile on my face. You know, maybe here's an opportunity or a way that to do, as you said, the right thing, to do it better, to do it more cost effective, that I struggled for 4 years trying to obtain. It's going to require much effort. Yeah. And, you know, I like to say that the right thing is always the hard thing to do. It wouldn't be the right thing if it were not the hard thing. And I'm sure you have challenges. I know you have challenges, especially when it comes to economics. And I don't want to get into that, but I know it. But it's the right thing to do.
Right.
And, I commend you. I'm excited about this.
Me too.
This sounds great.
That's why he's here. And before we end, Dr. Ray, will you tell us about the hours of your clinic and tell us the location again and how to reach you?
Yeah, we're open 9 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Eventually, we'll open on Sundays. We basically close at 9 p.m., but if you want to be seen and you call us up at 8:45, say, listen, I'm on my way, I'll be there, we'll wait. We close when the last patient leaves. So if you walk in at 8:45 and you need blood work x-rays and it takes an hour and a half, we'll stay because it's about doing the right thing. We are just inside the perimeter on 285 right on Roswell Road. You get off at exit 25 and you go southbound on Roswell for about half a mile on your left. We're across the street from the Prado and that's it.
Give us a website.
And a phone number.
The website is modernemergentcare.com. And the phone number is 404-334-3000.
Dr. Ray, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks again for helping us out. And if we can be of any assistance or value, please let us know.
And thank you for serving the community, because you're taking a chance and it's a risk, and I don't want to diminish that. And you're serving the community in a way that it seems the community needs to be served.
Absolutely.
Thank
you. We want to extend the invitation to come back. And if there's anything going on and you think it's worthy of what we can, as spoke up earlier, bridge over to the senior market, you let us know and we'll be more than glad to help out.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. Great show. That's it for today. And we want to remind the listening audience that they can always go to our website, eugeriaradio.com, to listen to a rebroadcast of the show. And as we do so every Tuesday, we want to close and say that if the youth of this nation is its greatest natural resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.